I would like to start again from Daf Mem Dalad Amad Aleph. Reish Lakish Amar Midesefer Rabbi Yosi Reish Nami Rabbi Yosi. Reish Lakish said in the Sefer, it says that one is permitted to be Chayzer Atshalei Zocha Boy. And this is according to Rabbi Yosi, that Efker Reikim Atone, one can be chayzer. So the Reish is also going according to Rabbi Yosi. So now we have a problem. If the Reish is going according to Rabbi Yosi, so why after Shloisha Yoim we can't be chayzer? Hefke kematone. Einu time medoy lishtakach teires hefke. The reason is because we were afraid that people will forget about the whole Indian of Hefke. Let us see the Ran. Zukteran v'reish loki shoma b'desefer Rabbi Yosi reish enami Rabbi Yosi. Udeko kashelok ihochi lach ashloisha amai eine yoche lazaboy. Haino taime lo lishtakach teres Hefke. Kloima, einachanam, demidine la Rabbi Yosi, afilu la ache shloishe, yochalach zaboy. After shloishe, he could also have charot, efkereu kematone. Alahaina time, the yamrinen hochi, if we will say that he could have charot. Also lemeima, the chilechoza bei nami, if he didn't have charot, vizocha bei ache, Leimef keire kozochi, he's not seicher from hefke. The kiven the mikame the liske bay, since before he was seicher. Hoye yochel mafke lazaboy, the mafke was able to be chayzer, alma beshusei habekoi. So it was in his rishus. Benimtze, and now, so before it was in the rishus of the mafke, as he could be chayzer. And now when he picks it up, it becomes his. V'nimtze shein ze zeiche min ahefke, ele mekabel matone. So this is not zeiche min ahefke, he's a mekabel matone. Because sovri de mechayev b'maisa. And people will think, that means, again, these lomdim, amaratze shalomdim, did not learn chidushe Rab Shimon. And they understood that since it's his, since he could be chayzer, so it's still his. So whenever one is zeicher, so it becomes the mafke becomes the kindness. And there's not a split second in between that it's hefke. Because sovri the mechayev b'maisa, so they'll think it's chayev b'maisa. V'osa l'asuri mimokemah, no, it's chayev b'maisa. So then there'll be a whole bunch of kilkulim. Va'osi liyasuri mimokim acha olav. So they'll take tevel the araisa and they'll be mafrishit on this. Va'avalei minachiv alaptu, because this is really hefke. Mimenu al mokim acha, or they'll be mafrish from this on something else that's mokhuy. Va'avalei minaptu alachiv. That was the chash. So let us yesterday we asked Akasha if there's such a chash in that people will think it's matone if you don't have a schus chazore, and that's why they said he could be chayzer. That's why he said he can't be chayzer. So people should take a think that's what finished Aran. Lochi tikan shlache shloishia meloye yoche lazebe kehechi demidarabonon lehevi hefke. Demidarabonon, it should be hefke, and he can't be chayzer. So we asked Akasha yesterday that if there is such a chash, a hefke that's kematone to people, it looks like a matone, and people think it's mechuyev. So why did we have in the safe of the Baraisa that if he said he was mafkali yemechad l'shabasachas l'chaydeshechod, so there it says klo, that achlei zochebo yochalachzebo, so vivel tofalon dachshas, shloitish people think it's matone. So if han boruch Hashem, the Shita Mekabetzis is Meira Diskashe, Rashi is Meira Diskashe, and Kerneir is Meira Diskashe. I saw also the Nidri's reason is Meira Diskashe, he blies by Akashe, at the end of the Sugya. But they say, Aposhete Teretz, the Gemara said, on the case of the Seife, Shani, Shona, Vishavua, Deloy Shchichi, it's a milsa delay shchichi. This whole thing that a person should make hefka for yemecha, the shvu, is a milsa delay shchichi. A milsa delay shchichi. The rabbonim didn't make any takonis. You should be afraid. In such a case, tishtakach teiris hefka, they never made such a takonis. A normal hefka is a milsa delay shchichi. And according to Rabbi Yossi, every hefka is in the eyes of the world, it looks like it's matone, according to Rabbi Yossi, so it'll bring about a chub. Every hefka looks like matone, and people think it's chayiv amaisim in a Torah. So they had to put down their foot, shaloi tishtakach, according to Rabbi Yossi, shaloi tishtakach teres hefka. So they had to put down their feet and say, no, you can't be chayzer, it's hefka taka. So Mamel, then now people see it's Hefka. But in the case of the Sefer Bechlal, it's not Shver. That's one Ha'or. A second Ha'or, I found the Darki David is Moira. He's Moira that, and what if people will think that it's a Matone? Lekuch is also Potem in Amaisa. It's a Gemorim Daf Peches and Bob Metzia. So I think the most poshut teretz on this kasha, itzeichen zu Rabbi Keveger, the Dakedom itzeichen zu Rabbi Keveger, and Mesechtes Peyem, Perik Aleph, Oish Yudalid, Tais Rabbi Keveger. Rabbi Keveger says as follows, that if a person purchases something before Miruach, so it's chayiv b'maisa. That means as follows, that if before the chayiv was chal, it's his, that's not called like a lekuach, that's potem in a maisa, that's his. That when the chayiv is chal, it belongs to this person. The p'tul lekuach is that it became a chayiv by one person, became tevel by one person, now a second person is purchasing it from him. So by the second person, it's lakuach. But if the first person purchased it before miruach, so he's not a lakeach. So that means when the chiv is chal and his rishus. Here we're speaking about that they're mafkirit, when it's still mechuber, he's mafkir the sode. Hamavkir esodeyu kol shloisha shomim. We're not speaking about who is mavkir the whole sode. So mamela says before miruach. So mamela. So if it is a matone, so there's no to lakuach. Lakuach is davke after miruach. It was miruach by the bialim arishonim, and then I purchased it. By me, it's tevel the rabbono. But if I was purchased before Miruach, before Gemal Meloche, so it's Chayiv Min HaTorah, so Mamela, because that's the mistake these people were going to make. The Hefka was, when it's still Mechuba Lekarka, the Hefka was, was Mafka Sadeyu. So Mamela, if according to their minds, that Rabbi Yossi's Hefka is not Hefka is Matone, that's what they hold, so Mamela, so there's no ptur of lekuach, so it's mechayiv b'maisa min ha-teire, so they hold it's min achiyiv. So memele, that's why Chazal had to say, you can't be choyzer. So now you can't be choyzer, so now they see it's hefke, you can't be choyzer, now they see it's hefke. So memele, they'll know it's not min achiyiv. Let us go for it. Ihochi again, afilu miyayim rishin levi hefke kloima, avon oluskuni, afilu miyayim rishin levi hefke, mehai taime gufe. That he should also should not be able to be chayza. The same thing here you say it could be chayza. What's the difference toich gimel meyache gimel? Mafalkinen omarove mibnei haramoim the mafkirin vahotrin boim. This ramoim that a mafkirin vahotrin boim kloima. Shafilu mitchilosom eina mafkirin. So there's no hefke whatsoever, because there was no gemiras das on the hefke. Ela lomer bavat. Ulefichoch kol gimel hemidu divreiyem al din teira. So yesterday we mentioned, according to the Rishash's moiris, if the Rish is going according to Rabbi Yosi, so hemidu divreiyem al din teira that what. That you could be chayzer, ad shalei zocha you could be chayzer, so people will think that it's matone. I mean, that's the conception people have. If you can be chayzer, so it's matone. No, so if it's matone, so it's wonderful. So we accomplish something meirdik for the Ramoim. That means that the Ramoim wanted to be mafke, and then they'll be zeicher right away. So they're hefke, samasen ish gesteigen and ish gefleugen, because there's no gmiras das an hefke. But we said that if you're chayzer, it's bottle the hefke, which is true, which is taka bottle the hefke. No, if it's bottle the hefke, so it's in his rishut. If your chayzer is bottled the hefker, so when he goes in the zoyche for himself, so it's bottled the hefker. You could be chayzer, midini you could be chayzer, and it's like a bottled the hefker. So he didn't accomplish anything. The Ramai did not, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's meiridik. According to Rabbi Yossi, As long as Ukmi Adine, the first 3 days, so Mamela, we say, Rabbi, you were mafke b'leib shalom, we'll buy that. But you take it for yourself, you're chayza now. So the hefke becomes bottle. So the Ramai, if he has intentions to be chayza, so he's defeating his purpose. So it's meiridik. So we took care of the Ramai the first 3 days.
The mafkirin v'hotrin b'klamei shafilu mitchilosan eina mafkirin elok dey shiyazur b'hem v'nimtso she'ein hefkeren hefke ala roma b'vat l'fikach kol gimel hemidu divrayim al din teire that if you chayz it take a bottle the hefke so we took care of the ramah avolach gimel leke lemeichish loch k'defrishis leil. But after Gimel, then this is not a Ramai anymore. So Mameli Taka meant a Hefke. Veinoch Anami. So now the Ran says, the high time of Nere Moim, Kimikminin Ami Bereish Maiten, Reish Rabon. And also we have to say this is the time, Tzrichen Leike the Frishes Lel, that you could be Choyzer, there you're only Choyzer mit the Rabon, according to the Rabon. They made a takona, you could be choyzer, koydem shezocha, lacha shezocha. They said that rabbonikon you could be choyzer. But if you could be choyzer, it's bottle the hefker. So if it's bottle the hefker, so weiter, he doesn't have no motivation to be mafker, because when he takes it for himself, it's bottle the hefker. So he's weiter chayiv b'maisa. That's how we learned before also, Ella. So, but the Gemara before didn't mention this. There, the that he could be chayza, and this thwarts the hishtadlus of the Ramai, because now it's bottled the hefker. Frichanami la rabbonon lafuki medin toire uliskunis. According to the rabbonon, really you can't be chayza. But the rabbon made a takana, you could be chayza. So if he's going to be zayche for himself, so it's bottled the hefker. So it's fight the chayev b'maisa. So the Ramai didn't accomplish anything. So memele, so ain't a chanam. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Avo diyeraise loy havi hefker minatoyre. It's not hefker. V'dilme osila suri minachie v'alaptur minaptur alachie. Omrilei ki maisris aser minei ubei. Now let us see what the kash is. Upochin. Now the Gemara asks Akasha. Now we're going back that the Reisha is Rabbi Yossi. So again, what did we say? That we said like this. Me'iker adin, after 3 days, the din should be that he should be able to be chayza. If he's chayza, he's chayza, and if he's not chayza, So if he's not chayzer, so then it's hefker. But people will think, if he could be chayzer, they'll think it's matone, and they'll think it's chayiv min ha-toyre. So therefore we said that he can't be chayzer. So we made a takon according to Rabbi Yossi, he can't be chayzer. Now, so what did we say according to Rabbi Yossi? Now let's appreciate what we just said now. We said he can't be chayzer, that people should see it's hefker, It's hefke, you can't be choyzer. So now they'll know it's not matana, it's hefke, you can't be choyzer. Now, what's going to happen if he was choyzer after 3 days? So, me'ikeradin, mechazora helps. So it's really not hefke. Me'ikeradin, it's take, now it's take chayv minatayre. Now what did we say? We said it's hefker. We said he can't be chayza, and we said it's hefker. So according to us, if it's hefker, I feel there's a chi of maisa. I feel we'll say there's a chi of maisa. It's only a chi of maisa. The rabbonos are a chi of maisa. That min ha-teira, because we said it's hefker. Now let us see. Opachinen avo die reise. No, we'll see a little, we'll see. Avo die reise loy havi hefke. Vidulma osi lasuri minachiyu alaptu. Amikan ve'eilech en yochel lahagza baypoch. Now we're going on the reise after the 3 days. The comma. The Nehei de Medina le Rabbi Yossi Yochel Lavzaboy. Now let's understand this. Me'iker adin, you could be chayza. V'loi havi hefke. So if he is chayza after the 3rd day, before someone was zoiche, he was chayza. So me'iker adin, it's not hefke, because he was chayza. Tikin Rabbon, but the Rabbonon said, no, you can't be chayzer, because they wanted that the people should see that it's hefker. Like this, if he can be chayzer, people think it's matonet. So he said, no, he can't be chayzer. Tikin Rabbonon, the lehevi hefker. So the Rabbonon said, it's hefker. Now, zukterana zazah, ubevadai. Now, we have something that minatayre, it's not hefker. He was chayzer. The Rabbonon said, it is hefker. He can't be chayza. Zutteran, ubevadai shechayvu b'maisa, ich zicha chayev b'maisa, kiven midia reise, lehavi hefker. Since minatoire, it's not hefker. He was chayza. So minatoire, it's chayev b'maisa. The Rabbanon said that he can't be choisa. And the Rabbanon is hefkes. He says, ubevadai shechayvu b'maisa, so he's zicha chayiv b'maisa, kimen midereise lehavi hefke. Because minatayr is bad hefke. V'nehei shahoyu yechaylem lepotroi. So he says, really, the Rabbanon could have patterned the chi of Maisa the Reise, Mishum the Hefke Bezen Hoye Hefke, because since Bezen is Mafke, Atulahochi Leibol Chachomim Lohokil, the lifter min ha Maisa, but the Chachomim would zicher not be Makel, the lifter min ha Maisa, Mashu Chayev by Minatoyre. So Memele, so let us just say the words, we're going to come back to this Ran, but just let's say what the words of the Ran is saying so far. The Ran is saying that Chazal made a takone after 3 days, you can't be choisa. I mean, so let's see what happened with takone's Chazal. After 3 days, let's make a scenario. Reuven was mafke his field. After 3 days, Shimon wants to be zeich in the field. And Reuven says, no, I have charata from the Hefker. So minatayre, so the Hefker is bottle, it belongs to Reuven, it's chayiv b'maisa, I mean, nothing happens. It's the Hefker, there's no Hefker. Fine. It's chayiv b'maisa minatayre. If he was chayza. Now, the Rabbonon said, you can't be chayza. So let's, know. So what happened? So Reuven is choyza, Shimon is doich in the field, and he comes to Bezen. Now they have a big fight. Reuven says, "Me is doich, I was choyza," and Shimon says, "No, you were mafke." They come to Bezen. Bezen tells it belongs to Shimon. You can't be choyza. Right, belongs to Shimon. Now, how did the Rabbonon do this? To hefke Bezen hefke. That means even though the Hefker of Reuven is bottle, that's facts of life. According to Rabbi Yossi, at Hefker Kematona, at the Bol of Shuskoine, I mean, you could be Choyzer. So Mitzat, his Hefker, it's not Hefker. But the Rabbonon said, no, but we're going to make that it is Hefker. People have to see that it's Hefker. You can't be Choyzer. It belongs to Shimon. That's what the Rav Paskin. Belongs to Shimon. Now, L'choire, we should say, okay, if the Rabbonim is a Chayim Mishto, they said, Hefke Bezen Hefke, so it's Hefke. So now, Minatoire, it is no Chiyuv Meiser anymore. I mean, he's a Chayim Mishto Hefke. Either Bailam wasn't Mafke, but Bezen was Mafke, Hefke Bezen Hefke. Zechtaran Ashtik Teure Chas V'Shot. The Rabbonim would never do such a thing. They should be, because of their takone, they should be makel on the din teure. That means, mina teure, tzchayim b'maisa mina teure. And they'll say, we're mishing zechayim, and we're gonna say, it's not chayim b'maisa mina teure. Chas v'shalom. They wouldn't do such a thing. We'll see why in a minute. Aval kaponim, that's what the Ran says. So, if they won't do such a thing, so it's chayev b'maisa min ha-teire. It's chayev b'maisa min ha-teire. Even though it's hefker, it's chayev b'maisa min ha-teire. Now, this Shimon, who was zoiche in the field, he doesn't know all these things. He just know he came to Bezen, and Bezen, he said, does it belong to me? And it was mafker. And Reuven says, I was choyzer. And Shimon says, I was koine after the Chazore, and Bezen said, it belongs to Shimon. So now, how does Shimon look at it now? Well, I was a Chemina Hefka. That's how Shimon looks at it. Now, Bekivin Shekein, Ikala Meichish, Dilma Osi, so now it's, Mikaratin, it's Mechuyiv Minatayr. Dilma Osi Lasuri Minachiyiv Alaptu, so it's really chiyuv. The Omar zoiche ze. This zoiche, the one who was zoiche, Shimon, who was zoiche in the field. He'll say like this. Vadai, given shizikuni chachomim, b'meshezachisi, efkegomoy. I just had it in Teure. And the Rabbonon said, Reuven is tiny guy was choizer, and I find that you can't be choizer anymore, and the Rabbonon paskin like me. So it's hefke. So he's going to say that what, since the Chachomim said that I was, it's mine, hefke gomo, you saw kochoch, it's hefke, v'chazor di'idoch midina leiklumu. So his chazor is nothing. V'zeh shechayvuni b'maisa, but they told me I have to give maisa. They told me you have to give ma'isa. Yeshua does have to give ma'isa. We'll see. I mean, he has to give ma'isa in a Torah. We'll see in a minute. I mean, that's what the Ran said. He has to give ma'isa in a Torah. They told me I had to give ma'isa, but right, he's saying, ain't the element of Rei. I mean, it can't be in a Torah. Listen, I'm not in Gansan and I'm all it's. I mean, if it's Hefke, so it can't be in a Torah. It's only the Rabbon. Mipnei gzeiris horoyim. This is the Rishash's Gilse. Because Mistom, he figured everything out already, that Mistom Gzeiris Oroi, Sheshomu Chazorosoi, because people heard how Reuben was Choyze after the third day, V'choshmu Shehoyze Chazor, and he was Choyze, so people think that it's a Chazor, and he could take it be Choyze, V'eino Klum, but really, it's not a chazorah, because, the Kibbutz said it belongs to me, so it's not a chazorah. She'ilu kein, because if it would be a chazorah, ha'chzikuni behefkeiroi. So how was I zeichu with the hefke? So memele, this person who will win the din teire, and this shimon who will win the din teire, he's gonna be a ilu yotzu. And he's gonna figure out like this. He says, if Bezdin gave it to me, so I'll call chazorah. If it's hefker, so it's b'dateret zichapotem min ha'maisa. Now the Rabbonah told me I should give maisa. So really, it's very difficult to understand. But I have what they're saying. Because mistomed, there were chayish gzeiris haroyim. People saw that this guy was chayzer. And people might think the chazorah helps. Like Reuven also the chazorah helps. So memele, so people will think it's not hefker. So in order, they say, you have to give ma'isa. I understand this perfectly. It's mine and it's hefke midarabona. You have to give ma'isa on this hefke because he was chayse. So what's going to be? V'osui la'asuri midover ze shu sovo shiye poto. So now, if he has everything figured out already, so he holds it's potem in a Torah. It's only chayv mid rabbonon. Al dover acher shu potem in a din kigen chitn shagod lubotzet shayin in okav. So he'll be mafrish from this tvue on a otzet shayin in okav. It's also a rabbonon. You need the rabbonon the ketevel to be mafrish on the rabbonon. So he'll be mafrish from this on a otzet shayin in okav. V'sobarhu. And he holds the Lehavi Tamayim in the Rabbonah. He holds both of the Rabbonah. It has to be both the Rabbonah, because if it's Hefker, if it's mine, it can't be Chai B'maisim in Atayim. So it's Kochach, it's the Rabbonah. So the Rabbonah, so I adore the Tevil, the Rabbonah, and not the Shein and Okah, but we mafresh from this and that. The lesser, but he's making a big mistake. The mai de zochi bei zoiche, that what he was zoiche in it, mi de reise me chayim, he is chayim in a teure. As the way the Ran said before, because the chachomim afilu, they said you can't be chayzer. But they zichu were not makel, if min a teure it's chayim in a meise, they never would say that it's not chayim in a meise min a teure. The kivin de chazarosai de mafkir mahani midine, since what happened? The mafkir was choizer after the third day. So meikir adin, chazorah helps. It's going to Rabbi Yosi, chazorah helps. So memel it's not hefker. Nimtze she'ein ze zoiche min hefker. He's not zoiche min hefker. So it's take matone, it's not hefker for sure. It's not matonach, I mean, it really belongs to Reuven. Bezin says, Shimon can take it. aber kommen wir nach Hefke. Wie meister mit Peres Halolu al Oysen Shalotzi Zayne Noki, aber ein meister mit Nechie bei Laptu. So it's going to be a Prodder. Bodino dava mozi la mitlach du mozi la surim in aptur ala chiyab. The other way around it could be a kilkul. According to his cheshbin that this is only a chiyab maisam in the rabbonon, so memele, so he'll be mafrish min aptur ala chiyab, kon per shorot fishan yinoka mozi. Bechod minay yinoka. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kashit. Frag de Gemorre, avo de reise loi havi hefke, let's see now the loshna Gemorre, mina teure, it's not hefke. Because he was chayza. The dilma osi la suri min achiye va laptur min aptur al achi, by us the Gemorre says both things can be, the more mentions both he says. So the Gemorre answers damrina like he maisris aser mina yubay. So let's see the run now. So the Gemara answers, "Over my the mafkinon, I'm in mifki kule pilche. The mrinin ki maisres asam in ayubei kloima laisasam imena mokemacha vloimi mokemacha olav al asam in ayubei. We tell them to be masam in ayubei, so we don't have any problems miyachiyav al aptur min aptur alachi. Okay. Now there's two nekudas I want to be mavair over here." Then I hope we'll get a little clearer. One nekude, Rabbi Chonon in Mkoyvet Shurim, Chelik Bey, Simen Yudalit, Ois Gimel, Ois Ches, asks Akasha. And Bemison the Mrei Mesode asks the same Kasha by us also. He says, the Ran is Pilei Ployim. He says, the Ran, we say that Shimon can keep it. Now, before we go into the mice of the Kishayla, let's talk about Gezel. I mean, how could Shimon keep it? Reuven was Mafke, and after 3 days he was Choyze from the Hefke. The Chazore helps. Koydim Shazore, the Chazore helps. So it belongs to Reuven. And Bezen Paskins that Shimon can keep it. So how does that work? So the Ram told us the Sod, Hefke Bezen Hefke. Reuven's hefke tak is dvorim b'teilim avutolim, but hefke besen hefke, so it's hefke. So if it's hefke, it's potem in a meiser. So if like Rabbi Chon, the Borei Misodos, what? But no, the Rabboni didn't want to be meikel. Before the takon, it would be chayiv b'meiser min a teire, and now we're being malkis, we're being chayiv mit the Rabboni. No, it's chayiv min a teire. They have such things. If it's Hefker, Kochers, only Chayim in the Rabbon, it can't be Chayim in the Torah. Hefker is Potem in the Meisel. What is Shan Baran over here? The Chachomim didn't want to be Meikel. What Shan can be, Bachmer, if it's Hefker? And a Kocher, you made it Hefker, because that's the only way that Shimon can keep it. Because you were Mavker. So if it's Hefker, it's Potem in the Meisel. What happened over here? Rabbi Chonon says a very interesting pshat. Rabbi Chonon says as follows. He brings a gemore in Gittin. The gemore, Rashi in Gittin, Bach Mem Zayin. And it says there, Amoyre de Kezach, Hamoycher Sodeyu La'akum. A person sold his field to a goy. Is like keyach or maybe bikura. So he has to go to this goy and purchase the peiris and bring bikura. So the Gemara explains as follows. If you hold ein kinyan la'akum lavkiya kedushosa, if we hold ein kinyan la'akum lavkiya kedushosa, havalei, this is a loshon of Rashi, Havale le'inyin kedushoso b'shus Yisrael, v'havale kilo mishkene u'mechuyev likach. Amir dikezach. There's a sugya in the Gemara en kinyin la'akum lafkiya kedushos oretz. When a goy purchases a karka from a yid in Eretz Yisrael. So one man the Yomah says, en kinyin la'akum. So what does Rashi say? What does that mean, en kinyin la'akum? La'afkiya kedusha. So that means the kedusha sa'oretz never was sold. Legabi the kedusha sa'oretz, it belongs to the yid. At Loshon of Rashi. And kini laka pik du shosa, havalei linik du shosa birshus Yisrael. It was sold to the goy. It's the goys. In choshem mishpat, it's the goys. 100%, it's the goys. But in hilchis kedushis sa'oretz is a different choshem mishpat. In kedushis sa'oretz, it never became the goys. It's the yeats. It's still the yeats. In Chayshe Mishpat, it's the guy, and but Kedushas Oretz, it's still the Yid. If it's still the Yid, so the Yid owns a karke, the payers that grow are Bikurim, so he's Machayev to bring his Bikurim. So he has to go to the guy, buy these payers to bring, if it's his field, the field was never sold in Hilchis Kedusha. Azoy Zetman, from, that's what we see in Rashi and Yid. So we see, when we're speaking about Kedusha Sa'oretz, it is not sufficient to learn Chayshe Mishpat. We have to learn Yerideya also in Kedusha Sa'oretz. That means it is not necessarily said that if in Chayshe Mishpat there was a Mekach, so in Kedusha Sa'oretz we consider it a Mekach. In Kedusha Sa'oretz we consider it by the Moshe Horish. Never went out of his rishus. Zogt Rabbi Chonon, Bezden has a koyach, hefke Bezden hefke. Bezden could be mafke. Reuven was mafke his field. 3 days later, he's chayzer. So he has charota from the hefke. Ois hefke. Finished. That's a chayshim mishpat, it's ois hefke. But Chazal didn't want that it should be Yois Hefke because we have problems to Ishtakach Teres Hefke. If he could have Charote, it's to Ishtakach Teres Hefke. So Chazal said, we're Mavke. Fine, we're Mavke, it belongs to Shimon. But now let's give Chazal a questionnaire. When you were Mavke, you bekoich to be Mavke. Were you Mavke le'inyin hilchis kedushas ha'oretz also? Were you mafke le'inyin yiredeya, or were you mafke only le'inyin chayshin mishpot? We give Chazal a questionnaire. You can do both. Hefke best and hefke, they can go in all fields. They can make a hefke that accomplishes in yiredeya. They can make a hefke only in chayshin mishpot. They can do whatever they want. We'll give them a questionnaire. Sokteram chas v'shol. They never would be mafke le'inyin yeredeye. That means if without the hefke it's chayev b'maisa min ha-teire, so they should make it hefke to be part of maisa min ha-teire. Why should they do such a thing? They would never be mekel al divrei teire. They had to make it hefke because also tishtakach teire is hefke. So they only made it hefke le'inyin chayshim mishpot. It belongs to Shimon. It's Shimon's now. That's the din Torah. And as long as it's Shimon's, it's like the Shtakach Torah's Hefker and Gewaldig. But in Yeredeye, it's not considered Hefker. In Yeredeye, it's Reuven's. So since in Yeredeye, it's Reuven's, so Lamaise, it's Chayva Maise Minatayr, never became Hefker. In Yeredeye, the Hefke Bezden Hefke, Chazal never wanted that their Hefke should in any way affect the Yeredeye. They didn't want to be Mekel al Divrei Teire. If Minateire Tzchai B'Maisa, they wanted it, Minateire Vaita, it should remain Chayiv B'Maisa. So they just made a Hefke that works in Chayshim Mishpat and does not work in Yeredeya. That's what they did in Tzchai B'maisa Min HaTorah. This Shimon, he didn't learn Chedusha Rab Shimon, he didn't learn Kevitz Shiurim also. He didn't know this. So L'maisa, this Shimon, he's a London. He said, Bezdim Paskin, that's mine. So Vaisa is the Hefker is a Hefker. the Rabbonin tell me I have to give myself. So that must have been the Rabbonin the Kechiv. Why would they chayiv this hefke? Because other people saw Reuven was choyze, and they'll think that the Chazor accomplishes everything. As something, even though I know not to say the Rabbonin gave me the kaka, but they won't know. So they'll say me the Rabbonin. They'll say me the Rabbonin. So they'll say that it's fucking not hefke. So Rabbonin said, listen, Evisim Nikiyim, give Maisa. But I know what John this Maisa. This is only a Maisa the Rabbonin. So very good, I have two going in another chain in Nokiv. So I'll be mavrish from this two and that two finished. I figured everything out. Boruch shecholok michachmos ilirei. I figured everything out already. In shaymu shamayim, v'sayin amerdik yikilku, it's minachoy v'alaptul. Minachiy v'alaptul. So that was the Gemara's kasha. What did you do? You made a chubin over here. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to tell him, mafrish minei yebei. No, the Rabbon told me, mafrish minei yebei. I'll do that. This isn't the first thing I don't understand. No, mafrish minei yebei. I'll do that. Fine. That takes care of everything. I'll kapon him that pshat in this rab. Now, I had a kasha. Now, let's just summarize the sugya over here. There's a moira de kapella on this sugya. Baruch Hashem, I found it in the reason as the kasha. We have over here like this. We have, it says, we're talking according to the Akimta of Reish Lakish. So the Akimta Reish Lakish is as follows. The whole Baruch is going according to Rabbi Yossi. So let's understand the problem. So Meikar Adin, after 3 days, you should be able to be Chayzer. According to Rabbi Yossi, Hefker Reu Kematon, you should be able to be Chayzer. Chamu were afraid, if he'll be able to be Chayzer, then, Chayz Kuman Achuben, people, Tishtakach Teiris Hefker, so they'll say it's Maton, they'll say it's Chayiv Mina Teire, Achuben, they'll say it's Chayzer, so Mamela, we can't leave things out in Torah. Tishtaker Torah's hefke. Fine. So what did we do? So we said, no, it is hefke. We made hefke as an hefke. We made it hefke. Now that we made it hefke, and he's taker choyzer, so what happened now? So now, it's the other way around. Before it was really hefker, before it was potter mina maisa mina teire, and the Amaratzim are going to say it's chayiv maisa mina teire, so they'll say it's chayiv and be mina chayiv alapu. That was the problem. So what did we do? We said hefker bezden, and hefker bezden. So now afilu his chayzer. Afilu his choyzer belongs to Shimon. We say that he can't be choyzer. Now it's chayiv b'maiser min ha-toyre, because we just explained why it's chayiv b'maiser min ha-toyre, because the hefke doesn't help the gabi yiridei. It's chayiv b'maiser min ha-toyre. This person never thinks it's only chayiv b'maiser min ha-rabbono. So why do we have a problem? That's a problem. So we went out from one problem to another problem. So the Gemara says, so we tell them, be mafresh mina yebe. That's how we solve the problem. So, your whole tikkun is still a problem. How do you solve the problem? You tell them he should be mafresh mina yebe. Mafresh mina yebe. No problem. So let's go back to the beginning. What was the beginning of the problem? The problem was, let's don't make any tack on this. Let's say that after the third day, you could be chayza. You could be chayza. Then you could be chayza. The Amaratzim are going to think that it's a maton. Fine. They're going to think it's minaptu. And it's really mean, they're going to think it's minachiyub. They'll think it's a maton. They'll think, shtakach teiris hefke. They think it's a maton. They'll think it's minachiyah, and it's really minaptu. So let's inform them they should be mafrish minei yebei. I mean, without the mafrish minei yibay, whatever we did also didn't accomplish anything. Our whole accomplishment made a different chum. We made that it's chayiv min ha-toire, and lemaise he thinks it's midarabonon. And he's gonna make a chulbin. So how do we solve this problem for Yemes? We tell him, Rebbe, mafrish minei yibay. Why, what, fregnish kein kashis, be mafrish minei yibay. And that solves all the problem. Of megahat shayma shamayim. So if you have to come on to this eitzah, so in the beginning, let's start. You have a problem. People will the tishtakach teures hefke. People think it's not hefke. People think it's a matona. People think it's chayiv min ha-teure, and it's not chayiv min ha-teure. You have a problem. So tell them mimafrish min ha-yibay, and that'll solve the problem. And you have to come on to this leviyemes, because they're not telling you to mimafrish min ha-yibay. We still have a problem. So instead of making all these takonis, let's take care of one thing. B'mafrish v'neyebek. The kashat megahalt. In Baruch Hashem, I found the Nidreis Rizim is the kashat. So the Nidreis Rizim says, Amoyre de Keteres. He says like this. He says as follows. In the beginning, when, without any takonis, Reuven was mafke his field. After 3 days, Shimon was zeich in the field. Reuven wasn't chayzer, and Shimon was zeich in the field. So it belongs to Shimon. No problem. Hefke areyu kematone. So it's Shimon's. There's no dispute between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven wasn't chayzer, Shimon was zeich. No dispute whatsoever. Now Shimon is going to be a lamdan though, but since he knows the halacha that Reuven can be chayzer, so it's a matone, so it's chayiv b'maisa. Who's gonna tell him fakel? No one. He's gonna go to Bezin. There's a dispute. No one. So he knows what to do. It's chayiv b'maisa. He won't ask any shailas. I mean, everything you have to, don't have to ask a rov. He figured out it's chayiv b'maisa min ha-toire. So I know I have to be mafrish. This is min achiyev, al achiyev. That's what he knows. So who's gonna tell him be mafrish min ha-yibay? No one's gonna tell him anything. He knows everything himself. His achum. So Chazal made, no. He can't be chayza. He can't be chayza. That means even though min adin Reuven can be chayza, the hefke is not a hefke, but afilo he's chayza, it belongs to Shimon. Now, in such a case, we have to understand, Reuven is chayzer from the hefker, and now Shimon goes in zeicher. So Reuven says, chay v'kay, what are you being zeicher? I was chayzer from my hefker. So in such a case, you go to Bezin. Now we have a din teir over here. Reuven halachically is right, that he's taka chayzer, but the Rabbanan said that Shimon could be zeicher. So he come to Bezin, and Bezin says, Shimon is right, it belongs to Shimon, even though you were chayzer. But Bezin tells him, you know Reb Shimon, so it's hefker. I'm gonna tell you something, you have to be mafrish meiser. You have to be mafrish meiser. So if they would stop over here, so Shimon would also, oh, Mustavid. So since the whole chiyuv hafroshes meiser, he hears from Bezin, because without that he wouldn't even know he's chayv to be mafrish meiser. It's hefker. Bezin tells him he have to be mafrish meiser. He hears. And he hears also that minei yibay. So now, everything was taken care of, Baruch Hashem. Zot the Gemara weiter. Meisvei. We learned. Hamafkir es karmoy. A person was mafkir his karim. Omad in the morning, he wakes up, and he's tzirik zeiche in the kerem, but he was mafkir. Mafkir last night, and in the morning he wakes up, and he's baitzer. Chayev beperet uba'ilaves ubeshikre ubepeye. Upoter min hamaisa.
and he's potter from mice. Now let us see the Vayel Daran, what's pshat in this halacha, before the Gemara's kash. Meisve. Hamavkir es kame, l'shacha oma de botzre, chaye beperet, boilus, beshikha bepei. Mishum, ba'afal gav, de hefker, potter mikulu. Even though hefker is patos from all these matnas aniyim, uchedemrinem ba'alme nishma lemute hefker, afilo hochi, mishum de bekulu hani ksiv tazev yeseire, by all these matnas aniyim, pere, toile, shikre, it says tazev yeseire, Mechayev bohu kol heiche shehechsik boi hu atzmai behoche ise beperik agoiz. That means is a tazev yeseire that you mechuyev even though it became hefke if you were zeichen it. This is a limud, a posik. So even though theoretically the hefke patered, the tazev yeseire, hefke will only pater if someone else is zeichen. If you're Zeiche, Hefke doesn't pass. Upoto mina maisa, but he's poto for maisa. The kibin, the loiksi be maisa tazeb yeseire. Loishna hu, loishna acha pot. If you don't have a tazeb yeseire, see a take pot. We attack a pot. Is bishloime l'ule, according to ule, the Rabbonon Ktonilo, so this is going according to the Rabbonon. Uderaiso Ktonilo, so that means as follows. According to Ulev, the first 3 days, when a person is mafker his field, the Rabbonon said, the first 3 days when a person is mafkir his field, according to the Rabbonon, so minatoire, you can't be choize from your hefker. You were mafkir it, then you go on choize again, but that's nothing. You zeichem min hefker, according to the Rabbonon. So now, according to the Rabbonon, minatoire was hefker. It's potamina maisa. You're bashacha chosa ubotsroi. So bashacha, bashacha, so mamela, so it's already potamina maisa. So that's the barais. The barais is telling us it's potamina maisa because it was hefke. Midarabonon, the rabbonon said, you could be choza min a hefker, so choza or botzra is a chazor of the hefker. So good, so mid the rabbonon, I was choza from the hefker, mid the rabbonon, I'm chayev b'maisa. But no kasha on the b'raise, because the b'raise is speaking about min a teire. That's very good according to Ula. But let's speak oisemein the kasha. But according to Reish Lakish, that the Barais is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, if it's Chozer Ubotzroi, the first 3 days, the answer's Emidu Aldin Teire. That means I could be Chozer. So Chozer Ubotzroi means I was Chozer from the Hefker. So then should be, if I was from the Hefker, Semina Teire, it should be Chayiv B'maisa. So what is pshat in the Barais according to Reish Lakish, Alibe de Rabbi Yossi? That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Now let us see again the Loshna Gemara. Bishloime lo ulo, de Rabbonin ktonilo, o de Raisa ktonilo. Ela le Reish Lakish emai potter min amaisa. Now let us see the Rab. Bishloime lo ulo, de Rabbonin ktonilo. According to Ula, this barais is going according to the Rabbonon.
ודיירייס קטוני לו, and it's saying, מי עיקר הדין, מי דין תאיר, כלומר, דאב על גב דתיקן רבונון, דרבונון בו מסכן, דשלויך, דשלויך שלויש היוכל אז, לעצבוי, הכל בי חייזה, וכיוון שכן, כי זוכה בו, if he was זוכה, הוא מחייב במייסה מדרבונון, because if midrabonon I could be chayzer, so midrabonon it never was a hefker, so midrabonon yichay b'mais, afelohoch ikiyosi hach alibayu, kiyosi hach alibayu shaper, but this baraisa can go according to the rabonon, the potter the koma midraisa k'toni, minatari yitaka potter for mais, because he can't be chayzer. Aber mit der Rabbonon, einachana mit dem Achai, sicher mit der Rabbonon, jutake Achai bemeise. Because the Rabbonon wo me saken, you could be Chayza. And since you could be Chayza, so it's a bit on there. Because mit der Rabbonon, you chai bemeise. Elul reish lokish. The mukim lo leidach ki Rabbi Yaisim. Reish lokish, that's fine leidach ki Rabbi Yaisim. How can this baraisa go according to Rabbi Yosi? The Rabbi Yosi, given dama the mafke yochel arzer boy midine ad osi l'shusayche. According to Rabbi Yosi, midine one can be chayzer. Shehishkim zeh ubotzrei. So if he woke up in the morning and he's taking it for himself. So this is Achazore and the Hefker. Amai Potter. The key, so now the Ran had a kasha. Why do you have to say it's Achazore? Maybe he's koine mina Hefker, just like someone else can be koine from mina Hefker. So he's koine mina Hefker, not Achazore. The key in the loiporish uzoiche boy mina Hefker, he didn't say that. That means this you saw that we had before, and that memdalid or medalif, that it's shayich, just like someone else can be koinem in a hefker, he could also be koinem in a hefker. That's after if he says, bepermole, it's hefker, and I want to be koinem in a hefker. But cause man, we don't have a bepermole on this, we say this is a chazor on the hefker. The kiven the loiporish shuzeiche by mina hefker, name we should say the mehada kohota bay. So we should say that this is not a kinyan mina hefker, this is a chazore from the hefker. Venimtso shemisha loibots avaloi mina hefker. So if he's chayza mina hefker, so he's boitzer from his own karka. Hey, this will Rabbi Yosi dinami motzi zoche b'toyres hefker mehefker de nafshe. I Rabbi Yosi holds that he could also be zoche min hefker. Hani milik shapirish, that you have to announce this and be meforish this. Avol shebotzal stam. Kiven shebiyode lachza boy, so I say, botzal stam, I don't say it's hefker, I say this sechaz of him the hefker. I say shaloyo boitzer. So mamela, we have a problem. Om aloch, so the Gemara answers, ki omri ano le Rabbi Yosi. Ho rabononi. So Reish Lakish said, listen, I just said that Barais is going according to Rabbi Yosi. This Barais is going according to the Rabbona. Amaloch yom yano l'Rabbi Yosi. Oh, Rabboni, kloima. Nehei deidach Barais mukim lo kula ke Rabbi Yosi. Alkochoch o Rabbona ni b'loi Rabbi Yosi. This Barais is going according to the Rabbona. You can't be chayzer and... So that's why it's potem in a maisa. I boy is aime. Now the Gemara wants to say another terms. Ho da afkerei ba anpei trein. Ho da afkerei ba apei tloso. the Omar Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yitzadok Tolamavke Bifnei Shloisha Avi Hefke Bifnei Shnayim Loi Avi Hefke Amoyre Dike Chiddush Viboy Yisayim Zoktara Hoda Avkrei Bapitrei Hoda Avkrei Bapitlosa Kloima Hach mas nise nami da mafkes kaume krab yoisios. It's going according to Rab Yoisi. Da ad kan loi koma Rab Yoisi de mafke yochel achzavoy, moire de kechidushim sein kia. That what Rab Yoisi said, hefker areyu ke matone. Ma matone ad osile shuzoiche, af hefker ad osile shuzoiche, Elo the Afkerei Ba'apetrei. That is Dafke, if there were only two people there, Bishas the Hefker, then we say Hefker Hareyu Kimaton. Kloima. She'ein Shom Shloisha. There's not three. Dum Yedemas Nisa. That's the case of our Mishneh. Diktoni Deini Moemacha. We hear there a mother and a mother and no one else was there. There, Rabbi Yossi said, Hefke won't help, because Hefke areyu kematone. There's one person there. It's a matone, ad osi l'shuzeich. Uboho belchutu da osi Rabbi Yossi. Dafke, if there's one person, or two people there, then Rabbi Yossi said, ish tik teire, Hefke areyu kematone. And you could be chayzer. The svirelei, then Rabbi Yossi holds the chol ki hai gavne only in such a case hefker kematone da'ad da'osi l'shuzoiche le'nofik m'shusmavke till it comes to the l'shuzoiche it's le'nofik m'shusmavke v'taime. Now what's pshat in this formula that if there's one or two people, then it's Erekematon. Mishum de'eni mo'amacher, there's no one else there. Inami de'leke ba'dei elotrei, or there's two people there. Ataite de'chad de'mehan, now when he told these two people, I'm mafke, whatever he's mafka, I mafka this. So, ligabe, who is this naigeya? This hefka, ligabe, who's this gay? Adate dechat mahanech buchudafka. He was only mafka for one of these two. Why? The chol beitre leke kola. Two people are there. There's no kol. So the only one who knows about it are these two people. Or if there's one person, then one person knows about it. Mishim hochi domi lematon. Zok tarana mirde gezach. When a person gives a maton and he says, leichazei kukni. So what is pshat? So I want that you should be zoichit. But kol's man, you're not zoichit, it's mine. I'm not making it hefke. I want you should be zoichit. So memele, so kolzman you're not zeichet, it's mine. That's the spor of matone. So if you're mafke for two people, it's also the same thing. It's one of the two. So I'm mafke for you or for you. The chol beitre reka kol, mishimochi domi le matone. The bechiheche de matone le mapik le mershusei. He's not interested in making it hefke. El adaiti deidoch. I want it should belong to you. But I'm not taking it out of my shoes. It's only a month you should be zeichen it. Ochinami yoche loy mafke el adaiti deidoch. Oyet ate dechad mitavai. If there's one other person there, I'm mafke for you. If there's two people, I'm mafke for one of you. Hilkach. But I'm not mafkid for the world, because the world doesn't know about it. Ilkach. Ki heiche debematone leinofik mershusei adoosi leshus mekabu. Just like by matone, if it's given to specific people, we don't say it's ois mine. I just want it to belong to you. So, kos man, you don't get it. It's not yours. It's mine. Ochinami behevke ki hai. So, the hevke zele matone domi. What's the difference if I mafkir it for one person or if I give a matone to one person? I want it, I only interested it should become yours. So, Kozman, you don't take it, it's mine. Didn't go out of my rishus. Umas nisen, the mafkir esodeyu, that also, Rabbi Yossi said, you could be chayza, bechi I have kemetukme. Also, one or two people there. Mishimachi ktani, the achloi zoche, Bein hu, bein ache, yochel achze boi. Aval hach mas nise de mafkir es kalmoi. That Mishnah that says a mafkir es kalmoi, that what? That the din is that it's hefke and it's part of a maise. You can't be choise. Metuk medav krei, bapet los. There, speaking about he made a hefke for three people. If there's three people, Avsha Milses, or now everyone knows about it. Even though by Matone, Kozman Yene doesn't make a kinyan, it still belongs to the Maknem. I don't understand what the Meshu Zeich, Leinofik, Adasi Leshus Mekabel, Leinofik, Meshus, from, I don't know, the Bible. Behevke ki hai, fil Rabbi Yossi, Meide del Alta Nofik Meshusei. So now, so what are we saying over here? We're saying Amu'uyim de Kizach. We're saying Amu'uyim de Kechidish over here. That this concept of hefker hareyu kematone that Rabbi Yochanan said alibe de Rabbi Yossi, here Rabbi Yochanan also, it's the same Rabbi Yochanan, he's consistent. So now Rabbi Yochanan said a new yesod. This whole concept is if there's two people here, one or two people. Then it's hareyu kematone, because the only accomplishment that we will be able to accomplish it should be to one or two people. That's like matone. I want to give it to one of the two. The minute I have three people, so then the world is involved. I'm not interested dafke that these three people should get it. I want that the world should be able to be zoiche. Then I'm a salik myself in ganzen. From then Rabbi Yisrael took the Chachamim. So then I'm after it. It's ois mine. I want anyone to be zoich in it. Then it's ois mine. Just like to be Messiah with a gewaldike ha'ore. That the Nidibiyude asks in Yeredeye, Simen Kufn and Dalet, Chelik Madura Tinyone. The Nidris Rizemeste Kashe, it's a Shrekleche Kashe. The Mishneh in Peye, there's a Mishneh Perik Vov, Mishneh Aleph and Mesechtes Peye. So Machlekes Beishami and Bisiluch, from where do we know the concept of Hefker? Beishami learns out from Matnas Aniyim, there's a special Pasuk at Pasuk Yisayre. So just like there's a matnas aniyim, it's hefkel aniyim. A person can make hefkel aniyim. Learn out hefker from matnas aniyim. And Beis Hillel learns out from Shemitah. From Shemitah. Now what's that by Shemitah? Just like Shemitah, there's all Natashto. So that there's an Natashto, you say, just like there's a hefker of Shemitah, there's a hefker of, there's a hefker. according to Beis Hillel, it does not become hefka until you mafka for everyone. You learn out from thus. It's a Gemara above Metzia. The Gemara says above Metzia, if a person is mafka for everyone besides one person, it's not hefka, the Gemara says. Well, the flamadom at base. Hefka, you have to be mafka to everyone. Shemu shamayim. And here we learn our Gemara. The Ran says there's a hefka for two people. And the hefka of two people, yochel arzo boy. But there's a hefka. There's a chalois hefka to two people. Shemu shamayim. Rabbi Yossi is a Talmud of Veshamayim. I mean, Shemu shamayim is a shrek. Naidibidus says, Amor Likachidush, that the whole Mishnah in Peyah is speaking that if it's Shaloi Bifneim, then you need a Hefke for everyone. But if it's Bifneim, it can be Mafke for whoever you want to be Mafke. So there's two people, can Mafke to two people. There's a Chilik, there's a Psaza Hefke, what the Mekair is, what the Posik is, Vesachnit, but as Isaac to Naidibihude and Yeredeye, that the hefker bifneim it can be mafke to as many people as you want, to these people. Shaloi bifneim, then you have to be mafke for everyone, aliba de basil. And one more nekuda, I think the Nadiv Yehuda means as follows, that there's a parsha of hefker, which we learn out from Shemitah or from Matnas Aniyim, that parsha of Hefker, it becomes Oisiz right away. And that parsha of Hefker is Dafke, according to Beis Hillel, is Mafke Bein Laniyim Bein Lashirim. There's another Inyan of Hefker that is Hareza Kematonet. That in of Hefker, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says by Yos, that's the hefka that it's yotzam mirshusai. Bifnei shnaim loy have a hefka. This is like matone. This has nothing to do with mesechtes peye. There's an oifen how to give a matone to one or two people derech hefka. But there it doesn't, but this is not the hefke from Shemitah, this is a hefke dumi de matone. Doma Rabbi Yochanan kol amafke bifnei shloish ave hefke. Shem dadaiti de kol alme afke, that's hefke. Bifnei shnaim la have a hefke, de kim de leke kol adaiti de tu bechud afke rei. Vitomi le matone, this is matone, this is similar to matone. There, this is nothing to do with the hefke rei zake matone. Kein nira li perusha dishmaita kula. Ve yesh ba meshe kosafti ktsas dvorim sholomati midibrei horishoyne sechoynam levoch.